Welcome, Mr. Schutte.
Thank you.
Please start out by giving us a 5-minute introduction.
Only five? Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I am delighted to be here. My name is Bill Schutte. I am your on-duty Attorney General, and I've been on duty for production agriculture for a long time. And I am delighted to be in your company. Thank you, Patrick, for your introduction. And I'm thrilled to be here. And a special announcement. I want you to meet someone many of you will know, and an outstanding leader from Michigan, a former state representative, an FFA girl, a production agriculture person, an incredible talent, an education leader, someone who's smart, articulate, determined, and a magnificent choice to be the next Lieutenant Governor of the state of Michigan, Lisa Postumus-Lyons. Will you take a bow, please? You know her from agriculture, folks. So Lisa and I have a broad background in a variety of different issues, and with you, when you're talking about agriculture, Lisa and I are top shelf for you. I have come from a little town called Midland, and I appreciate Nathan Clark as a Farm Bureau representative for that region. And I hail from Midland. My grandfather was a shop teacher. My grandmother was an elementary school teacher. And my mom and dad were high school sweethearts. They grew up in the Great Depression, a time of in Michigan's history where, in America's history, where people were out of work, out of luck, out of hope. My dad was able to land a job at Dow Chemical in Midland. He and my mom, the high school sweethearts, came to Midland, planted their flag, raised their family. But tragically, when I was just a boy of 6 and he was a man of 47, he died of a heart attack. But my mom was tough and resilient, continued to raise our two, my two older sisters and me, and I ended up going into public service. My wife, Cynthia, many of you know when she was the First Lady of Agriculture, when I was Ag Director, is very involved. We've been married 27 years. We have 2 children. And my history with agriculture is the fact that as a member of Congress, I served on the Agriculture Committee, worked on 2 farm bills, 1985 and 1990. I know how the system works. As Ag Director here in Michigan, I helped put through the right to farm guidelines. And as Attorney General, I've made sure that we've fought the water, WOTUS, the Waters of the United States, when Barack Obama was president. We got them adjusted with Donald Trump as president. You'll have a governor who can walk in the front door of the White House to make sure that issues of trade, immigration, wages, economy, relationships, you have someone to walk right through the front door in the White House, which helps everybody here in this room. I, as Attorney General, I've issued a couple of Attorney General opinions concerning that the right to farm law preempts local law ordinances, which I think is important and consistent viewpoint in my philosophy. Also issued one concerning minimum wages, so exempting small farms. So I have worked and served for all of you for many years. I'm not saying you'd hire me on your farm, but I am saying that you have hired me in the past to serve and be a good voice and advocate. I'm so proud to receive the Silver Plow and Golden Plow, and I'm a card-carrying member of the Michigan Farm Bureau, number 232741, and I'm honored to be in your company. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and welcome this morning, Attorney General.
Thank you.
I'm Laura Braun. I'm a cash crop farmer from just up the road in Ovid Township in Clinton County. And I'm going to start off with the first set of questions for
good.
You.
Good. And I know where Ovid is. I've been there, and I know where Clinton County is. So
we're off good, to a good start.
Good to be. Well, I think we're going on a real good start.
Okay.
I guess my opponent didn't come either, hey? So I think that means you basically have to endorse me now. That's all I can say.
Let's see how this goes.
Whoa. 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 Hey, Ken Nobis, will you talk to her or something? For that's I'm confident, but I guess you're telling me I got a chance. I love my favorite movie. My favorite movie, by the way. Go ahead.
Okay, first question: if elected governor, what would be the top 3 priorities your new administration would focus on in the first 12 months?
As your next governor, I'm going to win this. We had a big win last week, getting over 50% of the vote in a 4-way primary. Primary doesn't happen almost ever. And we're going to win in November as well. We're going to finish the job. And as your governor, there are three issues that are very important to me, and there are lots of issues, but the next governor will have a small period of time to make sure that big decisions, bold decisions are made to drive Michigan forward. We got to have big aspirations. We can't have tiny small steps or small goals. I'm a big goal guy, and that's what we'll do when I'm your governor. Number one, we'll roll back the grand home income tax increase. And if you see what cutting taxes across America has done with President Trump and the Republicans in Congress, we've cut taxes, we're removing the production of the Ram truck from Mexico to Michigan. When was the last time you saw jobs come back to Michigan instead of being exported? That's happening because of the Trump tax cuts. I want to roll back the grand home income tax increases. It was supposed to have been temporary, but have been in place now since 07, and it's cost Michigan families $8 billion. So rolling back income tax rates, number one. Secondly, auto insurance reform. Wherever I go, people come up to me and talk about auto insurance. I was in a parade in St. Clair Shores for some of you Macomb, southeastern Michigan folks. A guy came up to me and said, "Shooty, you better cut auto insurance rates." Grabbed me by the shirt. He was relatively polite, but I got his point, right? And the fact is, he told me a story that his daughter's not moving to Michigan because of the high cost of auto insurance. And we need to be a state where we attract people. I'm running for governor because I want us to grow. But when we send a message to people, don't come to Michigan because we have the highest auto insurance rates in America, on average $1,000 more than any other state, that's wrong. So I'm going to cut auto insurance rates. And thirdly, our third grade reading scores are among the lowest in the nation. So get this, we have the highest auto insurance rates in America and among the lowest third grade reading scores in this in the country. And that's wrong. We ought to be outraged about it. It means the current approach, current plan hasn't worked. And America's supposed to be what? A shining city on a hill? But if you can't read the directions to get there, you're out of luck. And if you can't spell opportunity, you're out of hope. Something has to change, and when I'm a governor, Michigan's children will read. Reading, the emphasis on that is important. My wife and I went to public school, so did Lisa and her family, and we're going to make sure that parents have choices, and we'll have grade our schools A through F. I have a literacy director smack dab in the governor's office. Those are the three issues. Say nothing, we have roads and plenty of issues to talk about, infrastructure as well.
Thanks. In your AgriPac questionnaire, you responded that you would cut regulations and implement growth-friendly policies that would make Michigan more attractive to job creators and families and help rebuild our population. Could you please give us some specific examples?
Sure. And part of it I touched on. And here's the picture. You know, Michigan once, after the failed governorship of Jennifer Granholm, we were on life support, all right? We're like you're in the ER room, barely able to move. Now we've rebounded. But here it is. We're still 300,000 jobs short of where Michigan was before the Great Recession. And there are 55 counties in Michigan that have lost population in this decade, right now. You go to certain areas of the state and they have eight-man football teams. When I played quarterback at Midland Dow, and okay, I was only 4-5 on our record, but when I played quarterback at Midland Dow, there were 11 guys on each side of the line. And you know, there are schools in northern Michigan that have to band together to have competition in skiing tournaments. Now, this isn't a story about, do you like football and skiing? I like them both. It's a story about population. And the fact is, our biggest challenge in Michigan is that we need to grow. And other states are growing faster than we are. And I don't care whether you're in production agriculture, whether you're selling widgets, cars, furniture, what have you. If we don't have a bigger talent pool, and if we don't grow this state, we'll be a smaller, a less significant state. And I'm not asking you to hire me as your governor to manage the decline of our state. Nope. When I'm your governor, when Lisa and I are governor and lieutenant governor, we're going to work very hard to grow our state. And that means, number one, cutting taxes. And why is that important? Because other states are growing faster than we are. And why do you think that is? It's because of their economic climate is better than ours. And if you think about the fact that 110 people move to Nashville, Tennessee every day to live and work, and a plane load of people arrive in Austin, Texas every day to live and work, a 747 plane load, why do they do that? It's not the weather, because it's 110 degrees right now in Dallas, right? talked to a friend of mine in Las Vegas, and he said it was 105. And I said, well, what do you do? He says, we don't go outside. And so it's not the weather, it's the economic climate. So we need to finish the job in terms of personal property tax elimination. We need to lower our auto insurance rates. And also we need to roll back the income taxes. That's a way to sharpen our edges in terms of our economic toolbox. That's what we need to do. Rules and regulations, we ought to reduce the permit time from the DEQ to 90 days. We need to make sure that we get the job done. And we have to be very aggressive if we're going to compete and win for jobs. And that's why we need to win again. And your jobs in production agriculture will be better if you have a more thriving economy in our state where we're growing faster than other states. I want us to win again. And I want cranes in the sky. I want boots on the ground. And when other states are growing faster than Michigan, we have a problem. Here's the other fact for you. We once had 19 members of Congress in Michigan. After our next census is completed, we'll have 13. Now, what does that tell you? Other states are growing faster than Michigan. And I'm not being negative. I'm just saying we have to have big goals, and we need to make sure that we do this quick when I'm governor to make sure we send a message that this is where Michigan's going in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Several ballot initiatives have been approved by the State Board of Canvassers for the November ballot, including paid sick time leave, recreational marijuana, and redistricting. First, would you please share your thoughts and positions on those? And second, as governor, would you support any reforms to Michigan's ballot initiative process?
I'm opposed to all those initiatives. And number one, and here's the point. On the issue of marijuana, I'm opposed to the legalization of marijuana, but also support democracy. And whatever the citizens of our state make their decision, I will support and implement. That's what you do as governor. I've taken an oath of office as Attorney General twice to enforce the law and defend the Constitution. I'll continue to do that. And in terms of ballot initiatives, that's something I would work with members of each side of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, as your governor, as we were to go forward. The other issue was on a minimum wage, I believe, and I'm opposed to that. Because you know what, we ought to maximize wages, and we don't need more government mandates. And this is part of this contrast, the choice that voters in Michigan will have between Bill Schuette is a conservative Republican. I want to cut taxes. My opponent, former Senator Whitmer, is for raising taxes. I believe in less government dominance in the marketplace. I want private enterprise to flourish. That's the private sector viewpoint I have, an entrepreneurial lens in which I see Michigan and America. Thank you.
Good morning, Attorney General Schuette. My name is Brian Heffern. I'm a cash crop beef cattle farmer from Kent County.
I knew Ed and Phil.
Yeah, you bet. Family. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
So my first question for you is, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development continues to play a valuable role in food safety and market access by providing timely inspections of food and agricultural products. Will your administration continue to support agriculture as a standalone agency with sufficient funding for inspection programs?
And this is it's a good question, and this is talk about right up my wheelhouse. As a former director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture, I understand how that place operates. I understand the significance of agriculture as a growth machine. The new Spartan Milk Company, I think, is a really terrific thing. And the point is that agriculture is a part of the DNA of Bill Schuette. I didn't grow up working on a farm, nothing like that. But when I first ran for Congress, I went farm to farm, field to field, and learned a lot. I learned about the significance of agriculture. The men and women are in it that plant a seed, pray for rain, and work hard, understand what you do day in and day out. And I like that ethic. I like that culture. And I understand the importance of MDA and the food safety and food inspection, all of that. We will continue right in that journey, sir.
Many sectors of our agricultural industry are in very poor economic conditions and have been for a period of years. And it is a very stressful time financially for our farmers. As governor, What state policies or initiatives would you lead that could spur further agricultural growth and investment?
And this issue is, how are we doing in rural areas? What can we do to make sure there's more growth? A couple of things. I like the concept of agriculture renaissance zones. I think that's a positive step forward for our state, and number one. Secondly, all of us have a responsibility of having Michigan be a growth state. And I'm running for governor to grow our state. And every county and every community needs to have a growth approach. We need and I'll help lead this, that our counties, our 83 counties and our two magnificent peninsulas, need to work together about what is our growth plan for more people. What can we do to sharpen our economic toolbox, incentives that are balanced between big business, small business, they're all big in my opinion, to have more jobs in rural parts of the state. Because what does it do? When the economy shrinks, it impacts people in rural areas. I was in Sanilac County about 2 months ago, and I was talking to the superintendent, who said, we used to have 16,000 people in our school system, and now we have 8,000. So what does that mean? And I drive through some communities where the hardware store is shuttered, and there are fewer kids in the classroom, fewer dollars getting into the economy. It impacts everybody. I know how that works. And so the fact is that we need to have a second approach is every community needs to have a growth plan. Thirdly, we need to have access for our markets. I understand that agriculture is about exports. And as your governor, I will be able to work with you and Carl Bednarski and your team of Farm Bureau directors, other commodity groups, to make sure what we can do to help sell Michigan products. The next governor needs to be someone who's aggressive, someone who understands agriculture, and is an advocate for foreign markets. And with respect to the Trump administration trying to renegotiate trade deals, some of the problems we've seen with the Canadians in terms of their products and absence of access for American products in their country, you'll have someone who will be an advocate for you to resolve these tariff and trade issues so that we get a better deal, a better shake for agriculture. I think that's part of what I can do as governor as well. And then finally, reducing your taxes puts more money in your pockets, and you get to keep more of what you make. Those are four items specifically that I think are important for agriculture's future and impacts rural America and rural Michigan.
The need for skilled, legal, and reliable labor force in agriculture is a constant and growing need for farms. Immigration is the responsibility of the federal government, but what role do you see for the governor's office and state government?
The question involves immigration, and yes, it is. It's a federal issue, obviously, and we need to have a hopeful immigration policy, and we need to have one that's welcoming. But everyone needs to play by the same rules. There have to be rules that we follow. It needs to be done, and you know what? There are no place for sanctuary cities in Michigan or across this country. And as governor, I'll make sure that there are no sanctuary cities in the state of Michigan. And the other issue on immigration is that I, as a former member of Congress, I will work with our members of Congress on immigration policy. They need to get the job done, our senators and members of Congress. And that's a skill set I have as a former member of Congress, that I understand how Washington works, and I can help on that. It also helps I can, you know, walk in the front door of the White House. You know, President Trump has endorsed me for governor and my candidacy on a variety of different issues. In the last 2 months, I've been in the White House three separate times on human trafficking, opioid, and criminal justice reform. And the relationship I have with the president, talking with him about issues and in the Oval Office, and he called me on election night, talked for 15 minutes on a wide variety of issues from trade to a number of other items as well. That helps Michigan because you have an advocate named Bill Schuette who can work with the White House on federal policies. Sir.
Thank you, Attorney General Schuette. I am Grant Reif. I'm a district sales manager for a seed company in Southeast Michigan and a professional country music singer and president of Washtenaw County Farm Bureau.
No kidding. So what's your, when's your next gig? When?
Right now.
Right now. that's pretty funny. Let me just say, I was in Sanilac County, and a guy named Dean Burden, who has an organic black turtle bean organic plant and grows the beans. And I was getting a tour of it, and he has a brand new John Deere tractor, 85, 92 tractor. I might have gotten the numbers confused, but it was a beautiful machine. So we went for a drive. He's driving. I'm sitting watching. I said, Dean, can I drive? And he kind of stopped real quick and talked about auto insurance reform. And so Dean moved over. I got behind the throttle. I'm driving that John Deere tractor. And he was perspiring while I'm driving. And I thought of that Kenny Chesney song, She Thinks My Tractor Is Sexy. So I was having fun driving that tractor. Oh, back to you, Mr. Country Western.
Agriculture is highly dependent on a modern and efficient infrastructure. We still have a long way to go in repairing and upgrading our roads, bridges, ports, and locks, and providing access to high-speed internet in many of areas of our state. What specific initiatives would you roll out, and where does that funding come from?
Great, thank you. The question's on infrastructure, roads, bridges, the sewer locks, what have you. And I look at it this way. Nobody's on the road more often than I across Michigan's 83 counties. And I've experienced pothole season at all times of the year, so to speak. And here's what we need to do in terms of roads and bridges and infrastructure, because it's part of Michigan's future. We need to be a first world economy, right? But we can't be a first world economy if we have third world roads. And it doesn't work. We need to get our product to markets, and we need to make sure I get our people to work. And with lousy roads, it just doesn't work. So number one, we need to have a full and complete review of the Michigan Department of Transportation policy and how they allocate road funding. And the fact is that everyone talks about miles per gallon, MPG, but we also need to see miles paved per gallon. So what does your dollar and cent get you when MDOT paves a road? Secondly, we need to have warranties and guarantees on our roads and bridges that we're building. You get guarantees on the products that you purchase. We need to do that for in terms of taxpayers here in the state of Michigan. Third, I supported the elimination of the prevailing wage statute, which means that for public construction projects, now there'll be competitive bidding, and it'll save taxpayers money. It was a good decision to eliminate that, and it will be another $250 million saved by the government by the elimination of the prevailing wage statute. All that money should go towards roads and bridges, in my opinion. And then finally, number four, we have a $58 billion budget. That's a lot of money. It's gone up over the years. And leadership is about decision making. You all, the women and men here, and others in production agriculture, families across Michigan, make decisions every day and what's best for your business. Well, I understand that the roads are a priority. And when I'm governor, they'll be a priority. And we need to make sure that we continue to invest in Michigan's infrastructure so that we can have first world roads instead of third world roads. And that's where we get the money. Now, my Democrat opponent, they're going to want to raise taxes. And if you think you're just not paying enough in taxes, well, you probably vote for somebody else. But the fact is, we need to make decisions, and I want to lower taxes so we can compete with other states. I don't want to raise taxes like my opponents will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In some areas of Michigan, local governments continue to disregard Michigan's right to farm law by enacting zoning and other ordinances or restrictions that prevent growth of existing and new legitimate agricultural operations. In many cases, farmers are left with no recourse but to engage in unnecessary and costly lengthy litigation. You've been a very strong proponent and supporter of our right to farm law, and we are appreciative of that. How can we help grow agriculture's economic contribution to Michigan's economy if farms aren't able to expand and grow?
Well, and I understand the significance of agriculture. And that when local units of government try to zone you out or limit or inhibit your ability to grow and produce your products of, you know, the wide variety of items that we grow, that hurts you. So I've been one of those who's stood by the right to farm laws. I mentioned earlier today that I issued that attorney general opinion that right to farm laws can't be, or local ordinances can't exempt right to farm. So I'm on your side on that, and I'll just continue that as your governor. And I'll work with you legislatively if we need to do other items to preserve it. And here, this is the point. I have a background as a former member of Congress and a former member of the Michigan Senate. I understand the dynamic of the women and men engaged in agriculture and the dynamic of the women and men engaged in the legislature, how they need to deliver, perform their job, their responsibilities. And I'll be a governor who's on the floor of the House and Senate working. Lisa Postumus-Lyons will be there as well, because she has expertise in this as a former state representative who got things done. And we'll work to make sure that we work hand in glove with the Farm Bureau, the leader in agriculture, and I'll be part of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Great Lakes are truly a Michigan treasure, and we are blessed to be surrounded by two-thirds of the world's fresh water. Michigan is a riparian state, and water is essential for our citizens and for our farmers to grow our food. There have been attempts over the years, and even recently, to commoditize this water by taxing bottled water, which is a very dangerous and slippery slope. Please share your thoughts on this topic.
Thank you. This issue of water use is also, is in essence, a private property rights issue. And riparian rights issue, and I understand that. And this is about how you view life in the world. This country was built on the issue of private property, work, ethic, ownership, incentive, no guarantees. And part of that is that you you have private property rights. So that doesn't mean you can't be that you can be irresponsible. No, and the stewardship ideas and the stewardship responsibilities that's packed in your DNA, I understand, because farmers are sensitive. You want to leave the ground better than you found it. That's what you do. And your private property rights and water ownership are essential to that, and I'll help you maintain those rights and private property rights. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney General. That concludes the questions. Would you please now like to make a two-minute closing comment statement?
I'd love to make a two-minute closing comment, please. One, you know me. I've been involved in agriculture policy for a long time. I have this incredible privilege to work with production agriculture as a member of Congress, as director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture, as attorney general, working in a variety of different ways. My skill set and experience is second to none. I'm not perfect, but the fact is I work hard, I'm honest, I understand how government works and how it needs to work for you. And the relationship that we have with Farm Bureau, that I have, that I've been privileged to learn from you about agriculture, is really part of who I am, and I appreciate it very, very much. I want your endorsement. I'd like your endorsement today. I'd like you, when you're done, I'd like to make that endorsement. I'm making the ask. And all the other commodity groups here, join with me. I'm going to win this, and you're going to have someone who's governor who understands agriculture, understands the significance of having counsel and advice from people in agriculture, and I need your endorsement. And I need it now, because we're moving forward, 83 days to go, and when we're done, we're going to win this race. And it's all about making sure we cut taxes, roll back auto insurance rates, improve our reading scores, build roads that are first class, not third world, and you can be part of this. I want to have this journey as your governor. I'd like to do it together. I'd like to do it as soon as possible. I'm working hard, and I'm appreciate greatly being with you. My mother, some of you may have known her, used to say, Bill, you're judged by the company you keep, and you're judged by those who are your friends. I've got a lot of friends in this room, and I'm proud to be in your company, and I look forward to being your on-duty governor working with the Michigan Farm Bureau and farm groups across the state. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Let's thank him.